This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior. Showers of blessing, oceans reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of the abundance of rain, showers of blessing. Mercy was found as a falling, but for the showers repeat, there shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord, run to us now and refresh. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy comes from the suffering, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. We're confessing now as on Jesus we go.
Showers of blessings,
showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us our falling, but for the showers found us a falling, but for the showers we plead.
John was in the Spirit
on the Lord's day when he heard a voice from heaven. This is what it said, of the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Behold, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forever. And try to stop us,
but the church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching over, winning every battle with the Lord by our side.
Come in here to sit, Lord, and to hear the very word of God. Lord, may it, Lord, give comfort unto us today. May it help us, may it encourage us, may it lift our spirits, Lord. May it give strength unto our bodies. Lord, may it drive away sicknesses and weariness of the spirit. Lord, may it do what it always does when we come in here, Father. We are under great expectation that you will speak, Lord. Father, and that your word would produce something in our lives tonight, Father. We pray, Lord, for these songs that we are singing, Let them continue to prepare us, Lord. Father, that when the word would come,
Amen.
Lord, it would find a ground that is ready and prepared, Lord.
Amen.
Committing our pastor into your hands, Lord. May you anoint him greatly tonight, O God. We
Amen.
Ask, Father, that you use him, Lord, to speak unto your people, Lord, remembering the saints that are not here tonight, Lord. We want to thank you for our sister Lydia and the children
Amen.
Arriving safely, O God. We thank you for your grace and mercy upon them. We pray that you extend the same, Lord, unto our brother Vegas and his family
Amen.
As they are also traveling tonight, Lord. We commit them into your hands. Bless our brother Eli and family, Lord, away on a holiday. May you be with them, Lord, until
Amen.
They are back also, Lord. And we want to thank you tonight, Lord, Father, that you are always watching over us, Father.
Amen.
As we commit our brother George into your hands, Lord, may you watch over him tonight, Lord. Father, I pray your touch, Lord, upon him, that you will strengthen
Amen.
Him, Father.
Amen.
And that, Lord, oh God, that sickness would leave him and that it would not come back again.
Amen.
But that he will be strong. Lord,
Amen.
We commit this service into your hands. May you be glorified tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
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 Such a blessed week, very prophet.
Amen.
I was recently listening to his sermon about depression and stuff like that. It was such a blessing.
Amen.
To understand things, maybe you feel what Elijah was feeling, same.
Amen.
But God was taking care for him. Amen. Maybe he's taking care for you different way than you expect.
Amen.
But even if somebody will ring you and call you, how are you, brother? Expect blessing there anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's a land that is heaven. In the sea, by and by.
Shine.
official regulator, a big reputation for him. But some says he is ever shining. He is never late. He always cares for me, for his people. Amen. Praise his name.
Amen. Amen.
If brother can find that song, higher ground. Higher ground. Amen. I'm pressing upright. Higher ground. Amen. Pressing on the upward
way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
Still praying
fast, I'm onward bound. Look at my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up.
It's good. Let's open our Bibles, Leviticus chapter 6. I'd like to keep Brother George in prayer. I don't really that petition went up from Brother Will. Brother David's in Carlo this evening. Let's pray for him as well. Leviticus 6, verse 13. Let's take a thought before we pray. Leviticus 6. This is speaking about the burnt offering. It says, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
Amen.
You know, so no matter how few people there are, different people have gone for holidays, it's that time of the year. But the Lord says, let the fire continue to be burning upon the altar. No, just no matter what the circumstance are, let the fire be burning upon the altar. Let's also read Exodus chapter 30, verse 8. Exodus 30, verse 8. It says, and when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord. throughout your generations. Amen. You know, so he's asked us to keep the fire ever burning upon the altar, and then he's spoken to us about perpetual incense before the Lord. Throughout your generations, and the incense speaks about prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father, we long just to fulfill that scripture. Father, we haven't come unto this place to be seen of one another. How glad we are to see one another. But Father, we decide that one thing, that you quicken us unto pray. That Father, as we would seek thy face and call upon thy name, that the fire would kindle, and oh Lord, that you'd help us to put the incense, Lord, upon the flame, that Lord, there'd be something pleasing, Lord, knowing that when the prayer, the supplication goes up, that your blessing comes down. So Father, we commit ourselves to thee. Be with Brother George now, going for a checkup. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch him and help him at this time. Bless Brother David, grant him inspiration there, Carlo. Bless the little gathering, Lord, we'd ask. And all of your people, even as prayer has been made this night, be with them as they travel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's be seated. Let's speak a little bit about this issue of the fire on the altar. Because this is a really important principle. You know, and if you really had to ask a question, I think we should all ask ourselves this question on a regular basis. How is the fire on your altar? You know, how is the fire on your altar? Because the fire on your altar determines everything inside of your spiritual life. Because everything comes down to your own personal altar. There is the fire burning on the altar. You know, the conditions of this, they're not conducive for that.
Yes.
You know, that iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. You know, there's so much that is out there now in this age, the lukewarmness, that it's so easy to get yourself influenced by, that it's so easy for that fire that was burning on the altar to become dim. Yeah, when the fire on the altar goes dim, especially your own personal fire, that one which is the fire that burns within the closet, when you shut yourself into the Lord, yeah, is the fire burning on the altar? You know, that's one thing that really starts going, like we've spoken many times before, when things start to dim inside of your experience, it's not the public show that changes very much.
Amen.
You know, we can still come to the prayer meeting, we can still come to church, but it's that one, it's that fire that's on the altar. It's that personal time when you get shut in the closet with the Lord. That's the time, that's the real, if I should put it this way, that is the real barometer to show the spiritual pressure inside of your soul. That is the real thermometer. If you want to know somebody's spiritual temperature, it's what you are in your prayer closet. It's what intensity the fire is on the altar inside of there. Yeah, and we all know, just it's such a battle, friends. I know it myself, it's such a battle that Satan wants to keep us so busy. He wants to keep us so active. He wants to make life so complex that we don't spend the time. Or if we do spend the time, there's not the intensity. No, there's not, like the prophet says, it's not the passion anymore. No, we can lose that first love. No, that something, the prophet says, that cry in the spirit, that something for reaching out to the Lord. No, you can lose that something there in the altar. But the Lord really said it to us. And he was speaking to the priesthood, and we're his priesthood in the village, and he says, the fire shall ever be burning upon nothing. He says, it shall never go out. Bring that to a genuine believer, it will never go out. But it can wax dim. You know that the fire can start getting dim. So we've got to keep the fire of prayer in your own personal time has got to be burning. Because the power of your prayer when you come here is not determined about when you're here. If things are not well in the closet at home, you can't expect that things are going to be fine when you come to the prayer meeting. It doesn't work like that, because the fire that you use to kindle prayer in the prayer meeting is each person's individual fire that they brought from their own devotion before the Lord, their own time before the Lord. Everybody, like the prophet says, everybody brings their own liquor fire. And then we bring that fire together in a public prayer meeting. And that makes the prayer meeting either powerful or not powerful. Now, the victory isn't really won when we're here. The victory is won when you're at home. The victory is won when you get up in the morning. The victory is won in the evening time. And even the family altar at home, to those that are married and have a family altar, now the power of your family altar, family prayer, is determined 100% by the power of your own prayer in the closet.
Amen.
Because the power you're going to get in the family altar comes from the power that you, the fire that you're kindling in your own experience before the Lord. That's the fire now that you're going to bring to the family altar. Now you're going to take the incense and add it onto there. That's when you're going to get something take place. So everything is so dependent upon our individual fire. Keeping the fire going individually on the altar.
Enough.
Our service for the Lord as well. Now when we come in service for the Lord, now we feel it. Anybody who ministers, anybody who sings, anybody that does anything, a Sunday school teacher, they has got a ministry of intercession, prayer, any gift of the Spirit. You know that the operation of that is so much dependent upon the fire on the altar.
Amen.
You know, it's not so much the studying, the learning, those things are good. It's not so much the practicing and the rehearsal, those things, we need to do those things. Mm. But we can do all of those things, but if the fire is not burning properly on the altar,
amen,
none of the things will ever kindle the way that they should.
Amen.
You know, and even when we come for prayer, you know, we'll find that the incense needed the fire to burn. Mm. If the fire wasn't burning properly, if the things were smoking up in the censer, if you put the incense onto that kind of a fire in a dim kind of a condition, it wasn't going to bring much smoke to cover the sanctuary. Wasn't it God before the Lord in a pleasing kind of a way?
Amen.
So I think that these times are really, really important for us. And yes, to me, I really believe when people say that the real reflection of church is the prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe tonight we need to pray for our prayer meetings. And we need to pray really seriously for our prayer meetings. Because you can so feel it on a Sunday. When you come to church on a Sunday, when there hasn't been much prayer meetings on the Friday, you feel it on the Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, in the last couple of months, because of all the activity and so forth, we missed out when we used to have our day of consecration, the first Friday of every month. Since we so much need to get back to that, because you would feel it immediately on the Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, the people would consecrate themselves, people would fast and pray, seek the grace of God on a Friday. No, for that month that's laying before, we come and put those petitions before the Lord. You would find such a difference when you come to church on a Sunday. There's a difference in the song worship. There's a difference in the response to the word. There's a difference in the inspiration of the word. Because friends, any sort of gift, any sort of calling, it's not dependent on the person themselves. They have their part to play. But it depends on the unction. It depends on something coming upon the gift.
Amen.
It depends on something coming to inspire the song leader, something coming to inspire the Sunday school teacher.
Mm.
And friend, we need to bring that fire down. But in order to bring that fire down, it all is dependent on the condition of our individual altar.
Amen.
Now, what is happening upon the altar in the secret place? You know, what is happening in that kind of place? Now, the prophet says in the message, be not afraid. I really like the way he expresses this. He says, someone said to me, I believe it was last evening, Brother Branham, where does this come from? How are you able to go meeting after meeting, staying under the anointing? Even one sign made Jesus weak. When the woman touched his garment, virtue went from him. But we see you stand for an hour under that. The prophet says, I'd like to tell you, here's where it lays. You don't want me to say this, but my brother sitting here, Gene Bowie, that boy doesn't touch bread or water for days. Fasting and praying. Here sits Pat Tyler, this other brother sitting here by him. Them men lay on their faces without food and water when I'm in a meeting. Praying for me. That's where it comes from. If there wasn't something like that, I'd go down. So no matter how much he was commissioned, no matter how much he was gifted, no matter how sincere the prophet was himself, he's saying, you know, that there's a lot more involved in this.
Amen.
That needs that fire to be kindled. Somebody's got to be putting the incense on the fire. The incense is going to be going up before the mercy seat. And you know, then the mercy seat, something's going to come forth and express itself in some kind of a way. But the prophet realized in friends here that he was like Moses, that he needed the people to be lifting up the hands of the ministry. No, he needed Aaron on one side, he needed her on the other side, and it wasn't just Moses himself that could do it. And friend, in any spiritual office, any spiritual gift, anything that we're doing in church, our outreach, everything is dependent upon this, is dependent upon the fire upon the altar. That when we come together, we might be able to offer incense that comes up and is pleasing before the Lord.
Amen.
That our prayer may come as something which is supplication before him, that moves him, that causes him to move on the scene, and manifest himself and show himself. The prophet says, that's the men behind the curtain. That's the closet in the curtain. You've shut yourself in. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites.
Amen.
To be seen of all, but when you pray, shut yourself in your closet. And you offer prayer unto your Father, and he who sees you in secret shall reward you openly.
Amen.
And you find such a difference. The prophet says, that's the men behind the curtain. The men who prays for strength for a message.
Amen.
They weren't preachers, but the prophet says they were praying for strength for a message.
Amen.
They knew the power that we get comes from the word.
Amen.
Comes from the unfolding of the word. They knew we need the inspiration. We need the unction.
Yes.
No, we need the quickening power to be in the Word. And they realized that it didn't depend on one man, the prophet, to bring that.
Amen.
It depended upon people laying on their faces and really seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, we want to go deeper. We want to go further. We want to know you more. We want to see your glory in a greater extent. And friend, you can't pray that laying on your face for long until heaven starts to move.
Amen.
You can't, like Elijah, lay upon your face and seek now for the rain to come in the season of restoration, and you'll pray and bring a supplication in earnestness that you won't start seeing a cloud the size of a man's hand. And then you will hear the sound of an abundance of rain. But it needed that kindling of prayer, that earnestness,
amen,
that earnest, that fervent prayer, that earnest prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. And then he speaks about Elijah. So the prophet says, there's where. He says, the men who prays for strength for a message. Then they're laying down everything. Maybe they haven't got the gifts to do those things, but they're putting every effort they can to support it.
Yes.
It says that the only way they can do it, they know, is prayer before God and fasting. There's where power lays. Mm. Let someone pray for you.
Amen.
Fred, that's powerful. Mm. There's where power lays. Let somebody pray for you.
Yes.
There's something about praying for other people. There's something about the spirit of intercession. And when you start praying for other people, you're now entering into the very atmosphere of heaven itself. Because when you're praying for others, you enter into the very character of Christ. Because his ministry is the ministry of intercession. He maketh intercession for us. You know, so there's something about that. There's something really, really pleasing to the Lord. What needs more of the fruits and operations of the Spirit, to pray for yourself or to pray for others? What needs greater love? Greater love is when you pray for others. Where's the great expression of brotherly kindness? Praying for yourself or praying for others? All those virtues that are there, what needs greater virtue? The stature of a perfect man, praying for yourself or praying for others? Now there's got to be some virtue,
amen,
beyond just praying for yourself in order, yes, to pray for others. Each of those gifts, brotherly kindness, love, each of those things is the stature of a perfect man. So many of them is such a greater reflection of them when you pray for other people.
Amen.
That's why it's so pleasing to the Lord. That's how when you pray for other people, the Lord many times, like when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord now ministered and healed Job.
Amen.
He didn't even have to pray for himself. The Lord is just pleased with that kind of a prayer. So, friends, our prayer meetings and everything depends and reflects so much the state of what's happening in the closet.
Amen.
And that's why it's so very, very important for us to kindle the fires there. So I really do think we should regularly examine ourselves on these things.
Amen.
To say, what is the state of the fire on the altar in me? Did it used to burn to a greater extent? If so, what's caused it to be like this? And if you see that it's got dim, what do you need to do? We need to go back to the Lord. We need to go and seek the spirit of grace and supplication once again. To say, Lord, anoint me with the spirit of supplication. Help me to pray the way that I used to pray. Help me to enter into that realm of prayer. That, Lord, that dimension that I used to pray in, it was different than it is now. Lord, I don't want to stay in this place. I know there's, like we're singing, there's a higher ground. I know there's a place. I've trodden those sacred grounds before. You've allowed me to rise up into that height in days and times gone by. Lord, I want to return to my first love. I want to return to those experiences that I used to have. In prayer, Lord, when you used to lay the burden of somebody upon my heart, and I would even pray for somebody in the night watches. Oh Lord, I'd get up early in the morning and you'd lay somebody upon my heart, and I couldn't rest like the son, father of the prodigal son, then going up on that hill and praying for his son on a daily basis, and looking down that road that his son had taken, and and earnest expectation through prayer that, Lord,
Amen.
Bring him back the same road that he,
yeah.
he took the
yeah.
decision to go down on. Friend, it needs that.
Yes.
And I feel it. I really feel it in our church at this time. We so much need it. There is so much needed.
Amen.
We're so much needed, but it starts in prayer.
Amen.
Now it starts with each of us getting a burden inside of ourselves to say, but please, Lord, you know, things are cooling off. It's just not what it used to be, Lord. Help us to rise up again.
Amen.
Lord, quicken us once again. Friend, we're so much needed. We're so, so much needed. The prophet says, in what house will you build me? The prophet says, he says, living out here in the desert, I get among my brethren. They talk with me, and I talk with them, always in a way of watching. Feeling out there with the spirit as it was to, just to see the condition of that brother.
Mm-hmm.
To see what's wrong. He says, I begin to feel us reclining. Getting away from the spirit. It's becoming too natural a thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
We must worship in the Spirit,
Amen.
Where the Spirit of God is. Not only our message should be the flame of the hour, it should be the flame in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be in our hearts, or we can't rightly present it to the people. So what is he saying? It all depends on the fire on the altar.
Amen.
He says we can have the word, we can have the revelation of the word, all those things, but we can never correctly present it to the people
mm-hmm.
unless the fire is kindled and is burning correctly inside of our own hearts.
Amen.
Then when the fire is kindled there now on the altar correctly now, now it's going to be reflected in our family prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to be reflected in our fellowship with one another. Now it's going to be reflected in our testifying and witnessing, the way that we present things to other people. It says, you see, it's got to be in our hearts. Or we can't rightly present it to the people. The Spirit has to pack the message himself.
Amen.
Oh, but is that not true?
Amen.
Is that not true?
Amen.
Don't you? I don't like it when it's not real to me. You know, to try to present it to somebody else. It's got to be real to you first.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the moment you're telling somebody something and it's not real to you, I mean, there's a hollowness in the things that you say.
Amen.
There's nothing that's going to back you up from heaven, because what you're saying in your from your mouth has not been backed up by the experience of your heart. You've got to get those two things lined up.
Amen.
When what you're saying is coming from your heart.
Yeah.
That's why the prophet says, even if you don't know what you're saying, somebody calls you to say something. He says, just give your testimony.
Amen.
Just tell how the fire got lit.
Amen.
He says, because you were there, it's real. So if that experience is fresh inside of your heart and you're saying it from your mouth, those two things lining up together, that may not be profound or deep, the things that you're saying, but it's going to have an impact because heaven's going to back it up.
Amen.
Because this is something that originated from the Most High. Look at Jude 1 verse 20. Jude 20. He tells us something interesting there, Jude. When he speaks of prayer once again, he says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's the fire on the altar. That's the incense being put now on the censer. But the censer, they had to go to the brazen altar and get the fire from off the altar. And where did that fire originate itself from? It wasn't kindled by man. Nobody rubbed two sticks together and made a fire. That fire came from God himself.
Amen.
He sent forth that sacred fire and kindled the flame. And then they had to keep that fire burning on the altar from generation to generation.
Amen.
Friend, this fire didn't originate from you yourself.
Amen.
This fire originated from him.
Amen.
Showing that the very atmosphere, the very elements that are required to pray correctly, it's not going to be your fire.
Amen.
It's not going to just be your emotion and your zeal. Those things are good. But it's got to be his fire that he kindled in you.
Amen.
There's got to be a rekindling of that fire. Then you're taking that fire from the brazen altar. And you're putting it inside now of the censer. You've been commissioned as a priest to go and offer incense right before the mercy seat. Then you're taking out these various elements that make up the incense, the sacred incense. And you're putting that incense upon that sacred fire, upon those coals. It's now going to kindle a certain something. There's going to be a certain something that comes forth, which is incense, which is a type of prayer that is acceptable before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We can really see it. And that's why, friends, many times when we're praying, it's just words. It's just bouncing off the ceiling. It's just a brazen sky. The sky is like brass. What is it? You're trying to offer the incense, but there's no, the fire's not burning there. That's why at the prayer altar yourself, you've got to get the fire kindled once again. So that when it comes time now to really offer that prayer, now you can take the incense, that those pleasing characteristics of prayer that please the Lord, and pour them upon something that originated from He Himself. Is that not the most powerful prayer that you offer? It's when He kindles the prayer in you. Like we say, many times you start praying yourself at first, it's just you praying in your spirit. And that's how Paul says we don't know how to pray as we ought, but He gives us the unction, He gives
Amen.
Us the Spirit.
Amen.
And the Spirit beareth us up in our infirmities. For we know not how to pray as we ought. It takes His fire to kindle. And then when you take and put those that incense on His fire, He will now lead you to pray for the things that are pleasing to Him.
Amen.
Because friends, the real things we should be desiring in prayer are what? The very things that He Himself
Amen.
Has laid the desire in us to pray for.
Amen.
When we pray according to His desire,
Amen.
When we draw near to Him and He comes now and He influences our hearts with His desire,
Amen.
And then we speak that desire back to Him. Oh, friend, what a difference that kind of prayer makes. Because the moment you pray that kind of a prayer, you know it's entering in with beyond the veil.
Mm-hmm.
That prayer is hitting right into the place where the anchor
Amen.
Is. That place, it goes straight into that place where the supernatural speaks back from the Shekinah. And you feel it inside of yourself, and you know that this kind of prayer is being heard of the Most High.
Amen.
Because this is prayer that pleases Him. This is coming before the mercy seat now
Amen.
As sweet incense in the hour of the offering of prayer. Remember, the priest would go in at the time of the evening sacrifice, and he'd take the incense and offer the incense. And as it went up before the mercy seat from the altar of incense, the people outside, now remember the day of Zechariah, when he went in, John's father, to offer prayer. And the people were waiting outside, and as the incense would go up before the hood, the people would now offer their supplications at the same time. Showing that it's not just our supplications that are going to be good enough. There's got to be that something that He's kindled Himself.
Amen.
There's got to be something of He Himself, something of the quickening power of the Spirit to make that something go right through to the mercy seat. And then something will speak back.
Amen.
And that's why so many times when we start praying, I've said it many times, it's different than the way we finish praying. But what happens to us most of the time in our prayer meetings, we never give it a fair chance. You know, people pray and we run out of words after 5 minutes and we stop praying. That's not prayer. No, we've got one of these different things that make up this incense that we offer upon the altar. One of them is perseverance.
Amen.
How many times did Jesus teach us perseverance in prayer?
Amen.
How many times did He teach us that you've got to come? Even when it says, ask and it shall be given unto you, that word literally is,
Amen.
Ask and keep on asking and it shall be given
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
It's got to be that something inside that perseverance that said, no, I don't want to go from this place the same as I came today. I want to meet with Him. And even if other people are getting tired in prayer, you don't get tired in prayer. Don't let your prayer be determined by the volume of people that are around us in this place. We don't have Brother Max Jr. here anymore, and Brother George isn't here. Try the people that normally help us a lot in prayer, because they keep the prayer going.
Amen.
But friends, we don't have them tonight, so we're going to need saints to really have the power of perseverance in prayer.
Amen.
To say, oh, this one spice that makes up this incense, the spice that you taught us of perseverance, Lord, help us to persevere.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, not just to multiply words, but Lord, let us not be satisfied with just words that just that don't strike within the veil. Help us, Lord, not to be satisfied unless, no, we've had a communion and a fellowship with You in prayer. I'm sure you feel the same as me. I've had many prayer meetings. You've come and you go away feeling it was a defeated prayer meeting. Do you want it to be like that? I don't want it to be like that. Let this be the start tonight of our praying for our prayer meetings.
Amen.
That's the first thing we need to pray for. We need to pray for our prayer meetings. That the Lord, I remember prayer meetings from days gone by. We've had prayer meetings, special times.
Amen.
When you find whoever comes and takes the word, when the saints get into prayer. When the saints pray, you almost have to stop people from praying.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing when it gets to
Amen.
That.
Amen.
My friends, once that fire starts to dim, it really takes the grace of God.
Amen.
It needs an earnestness and a fervency before the Lord. Just say, Lord, kindle that flame once again.
Amen.
Let us stir up this gift of God that is within
Amen.
Us. Once again, that it might burn the way that it used to burn. So praying in the Holy Ghost is praying fervent prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man.
Amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man of faith. That's
Amen.
One of the things that we need in this incense, in this true prayer, what really makes true prayer. We've got to pray fervently. What is fervently? There's got to be some fire in our prayer. There's got to be some earnestness. There's got to be some deep desire in our prayer.
Amen.
And how is that? It's got to be prayer from the heart. Prayer from the mind has no fervency in it.
Amen.
When you're just praying from your mind, but your heart isn't behind the prayer that you pray.
Amen.
Friend, that's never prayer that's going to come up as incense before the Lord.
Amen.
So just as much as we need to persevere, the second thing that the scripture teaches us, it's got to be fervent prayer.
Amen.
Fervent prayer means there's some bubbling behind it. There's some
Amen.
Urgency behind it.
Amen.
There's something behind it that's pushing in that prayer.
Amen.
That you're praying from the heart, like the Bible says. Praying from your soul, pouring out your heart before the Lord. Like David will tell us to do. Now, genuine, fervent, persevering prayer. The longer the Lord fails to answer, the more fervent the prayer becomes.
Amen.
It's like not what it's like. When you're praying and you're needing to hear from the Lord, does your prayer get less and less the longer He takes to answer?
Amen.
That's not what it should be. If I come to you at night and there's an emergency in my home and I need you to take my child to the hospital because there's something wrong with my car, when I knock on your door and you don't answer at first, am I going to get less and less in my knocking the longer that you take? I need an answer.
Amen.
Amen.
I need you to intervene on my behalf. So I'm going to knock even more louder and I'll say, hey, please wake up.
Amen.
We need you here. We need assistance right now.
Amen.
How much more should our prayer be when we're praying in the Spirit?
Amen.
When it seems the Lord's not breaking through. When it seems it's not an oppression over the meeting. When it seems you haven't broken through that veil that you need to break through.
Mm.
Friend, does it mean the longer that you pray and the veil's not broken, the less fervent our prayer should become?
Amen.
I don't think it should be like that. Surely our prayer should become more fervent.
Amen.
We should knock even more and
Amen.
We should be seeking even more.
Amen.
We should be coming before the Lord and saying like that widow who came to the judge, remember, you know, please,
Amen.
I'm not going to let you go until
Amen.
You say you're going to help me in this situation.
Amen.
You're my only hope.
Amen.
Where else am I supposed to go? Friend, I really do believe we need to pray like that.
Amen.
We need to pray like at home. We need to pray like that here. The next one of these spices of prayer, it must be fervent, it must be persevering. It's got to be in love.
Amen.
There's got to be love in prayer. Like I say,
Amen.
Praying for other people. No, but it's just praying for ourselves. We haven't really got to that place yet, but it's the full incense that comes up as a pleasing savor before the Lord. That when we move into that realm of prayer, when the Lord starts to put other people upon our hearts and you start praying for other people, the prophet says, standing shoulder to shoulder with that person who spoke evil about you, or standing shoulder to shoulder with that person that let you down or disappointed you. The prophet is praying in his presence.
Amen.
The way that prayer should be made.
Amen.
You're going to come away from that place different, and that person's going to be different as well.
Amen.
There's going to be a change in that situation.
Amen.
My friends, it's supplication on behalf of other people. Very pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
I always give you the examples. The prophet praying for his father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a burden on his heart, gets up in the middle of the night, goes out to pray for his father, goes out into the bulrushes there, and what does he see? Jesus.
Amen.
That's when he saw Jesus
Amen.
When he was praying for his father.
Amen.
What about the time he's before the picture of Hoffman and he's interceding before his little archman on behalf of his wife? Because when his wife slammed the door shut in his face. And then she gets a tumor. And then he starts to pray and he starts to make intercession for
Amen.
Her. And he starts to say, but Lord, she's always been faithful.
Amen.
I would come in for my big campaigns. I would come as soon as I come in before even the suitcases unpacked. I get my rifle going out to Charlie Cox down there for some rest. So she never complained once.
Amen.
Oh, friend, he's making intercession on behalf of the transgressors. That's when the anointing came down and said, stand to your feet.
Amen.
Speak and it shall be so.
Amen.
He wasn't praying for himself. What about Sister Hattie Wright? What's burning on the glory in her house?
Amen.
She was burning in her heart for her two lost boys. And when the anointing came down and spoke to her and said, tell her to say whatsoever she desires. And she said, the greatest desire I have is the salvation of my two boys. And the two boys fell down in the power of the Holy Ghost. Friends, it's that kind of getting into that place in prayer. Friend, that you'll be praying for these people in this neighborhood. Pray wherever the Lord lays upon your heart, your neighbors, your children that are lost, and the young people that aren't doing well, and your people that are backslidden and so forth. Friend, that's not a fire that you can kindle yourself.
Amen.
That's going to be a fire you allow Him to kindle in you.
Amen.
That's going to be a divine fire that starts to burn, and you just start feeding that flame by meditating upon those people, by thinking upon those people, by really praying for those people. And you find that's a really important spice to put upon in this incense. It's got to be a real, real, genuine love. Obviously, it's got to be the prayer of faith. How can we come and pray genuinely with the fire on the altar and not be faith? Friend, that very fire is the faith. The very fact that He's allowed that fire to burn in your soul is a sure evidence that He wants to give you the request.
Amen.
Because the request never originated from you.
Amen.
He is the one who gave you the burden.
Amen.
And He's now saying to you, come and speak to me about it.
Amen.
And the very fact that you've got an unction and an anointing, there's something stirring me up inside that you haven't had before, is a sure evidence that God wants to grant you that request.
Amen.
And all He's waiting for us to do is come and put the petition before Him.
Amen.
Because He loves to hear His people call upon His name.
Amen.
And He invites us to come before Him and do those very things. So friends, we really need to pray in faith. And the final ones are what? We need to pray humbly.
Amen.
Look at the Jesus Himself when He prayed. Friend, He prayed humbly.
Amen.
Nevertheless, not my will. Lord, I might have my way. I want you to resolve the situation. I might want you to deal with my child this way, but Lord, not my will.
Amen.
You're the one who knows how to get the job done.
Amen.
You're the one who knows the right time, the right way. You're the one who knows how to get the situation right. So I'm just coming to put this in your hands.
Amen.
And I'm putting my faith and trust in you that you're going to get the job done. Because you're committing it to the Lord, casting all your care upon Him.
Amen.
Because He careth for you.
Amen.
Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. What for? That we might find grace to help in time of need. We can come boldly tonight, saints. There's a fire kindling your altar tonight.
Amen.
You might find your senses and then have tried to smother it out. And the fear of today have tried to smother it out. But as you worship, as you yield yourself to Him, you'll kindle that flame once again.
Amen.
And as you allow that flame now, that fire on the altar to start to express itself, friend, it will start to grow. The fire will start to grow. And as long as you're putting the incense on the great incense, perseverance, faith, humility.
Amen.
And the final one, we need to be specific in our prayer.
Amen.
Remember when that man came to Jesus and he says, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, that I might receive my son. He says,
Amen.
Receive your son.
Amen.
You know, surely there's certain specific things you need to be coming before the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
Surely there's certain burdens that you've been bearing. There's certain things that the fire has been kindling during the day, during the week, that you're thinking of yourself or something in your life or somebody else. Surely there's certain specific things the Lord has laid upon your heart. You might be the only person here tonight that has that particular thing laid upon your heart.
Amen.
The Lord wants you to bring it before Him and speak to
Amen.
Him. He wants you now to express that before Him because He's in partnership with us. He does nothing outside of His people.
Amen.
So He says, look, I want to do it, but come and speak to me about
Amen.
It. In this great partnership that you have with Him, whatever He's laid upon your heart, let's be specific about those things. And that's why, friends, when you come for prayer meetings, when we come from the hustle and bustle of life, sometimes it's not easy. If I don't come and sit and be quiet before the Lord and meditate beforehand, the very things you want to approach Him for, Would you book an appointment at the lawyer? Yeah? And you know you're going to see the lawyer Monday morning at 10:30. You go down to the lawyer. The lawyer says, okay, what have you come to see me about? Say, well, I haven't really thought about that yet. Wouldn't you do that? You wouldn't do that. No, you have a specific need. You've got an appointment that you've got with somebody you know that you need help from that person. Surely you will meditate. You'll make it clear inside of yourself. When I get an audience with this man, these are the things that I need to put before. Should that not be what we've come here for prayer for tonight as well, pray? We're not just coming to beat the air like Paul says, but the specific needs that you have. And surely there's certain specifics inside of your life that the Lord wants to hear from your lips tonight.
Amen.
There's certain things He wants to hear from my lips tonight. There's going to be things that you have in common. We need to pray for our prayer meetings.
Amen.
We need to pray for Sunday service. Pray for Brother David and the meeting in Carlo tonight. Pray for Brother George that the Lord will restore him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to pray for the continuation of what God is doing among our young people. Pray for our sister who's been baptized on Sundays.
Amen.
No, pray for the young people like Paul and those that don't come anymore.
Amen.
The Lord lays those things upon your heart.
Amen.
Whatever it is that the Lord lays upon your heart, let's not lose the opportunity
Amen.
Of gathering together as His people. And that divine commission in this age. Under such supreme promises that is given unto us. That ask anything in my name, and I'll give it to you. That's a powerful promise that He's given unto us. If you just ask Him anything in His name, if you ask Him anything according to His will, the Bible said, He will give it unto us. That's why the final thing is we've got to be yielded in our prayer. We've got to be yielded. You might think you've got the answer, but you don't really have the answer.
Amen.
When you try to fix it with your child, when you try to fix it with your wife, when you try to fix it with the neighbor, when you try to fix it with the boss, it didn't go down well. Because you're trying to do it yourself. Now you need to yield. Yield and allow that flame to kindle inside of yourself.
Amen.
And let Him lead you in the way that you should pray. And then wait upon the Lord, not only just putting the petition before Him, but wait to see what He's going to say to you about it. Do we not lose very much in prayer, and not waiting upon the Lord our Lord. Letting the Lord speak within the veil. Letting the deity that's inside of you express to you the very answer to the situation that's before you. Friends, some of the most powerful answers come in the very act of prayer.
Amen.
Things that you would never have dreamed of.
Amen.
I was speaking to one brother in the north and saying it to him about being at work and praying for the password of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And he did exactly the same thing. He went to his work. The people forgot the password. He went and he prayed and the Lord gave him the password.
Amen.
And he went and typed in the password and opened the computer. I said, where did you get that from? It says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear.
Amen.
If you seek Him, if you ask Him anything in your name, any specifics, if you've lost something, have you never had it, that you've gone and sought Him on your knees and straight away shown you inside of your spirit. You get up off your knees and you go to that place and there's the very thing that you lost. Friends, sons of God and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So let's come with a yieldedness.
Amen.
That's another thing that you want to just yield ourselves to and say, Lord, we have these needs, we have these situations. Let it not be the arm of flesh that tries to fix these things, but Lord, we're looking to you.
Amen.
And it starts, our friends, by just getting the fire kindled on the altar once again. And then when the fire now is kindled, that divine fire that He started inside of your soul, then you now started taking all these different elements, these different spices of this divine incense. These things that make acceptable prayer.
Amen.
These very elements that we saw Jesus Himself offering in prayer.
Amen.
If we just approach Him the same way, I believe we'll have an audience with Him. So whatever our petitions are, let's come before Him. Like I said, let's first pray for our prayer meetings.
Amen.
Let's really pray, Lord, just kindle us once again.
Amen.
Just stir us up in prayer once again. And friends, don't forget, let's go to the private.
Amen.
It starts in the closet. When the angel of the Lord came and showed the prophet the tent vision, what happened in the tent vision? There was a little place in the tent,
Amen.
A little compartment there. And the pillar of fire left the prophet and went down. And what did the voice say?
Amen.
Right, and then things took place and people went and crippled and came out the other side carrying their crutches. And they said, what happened? Friend, that's the place where things can take place and answers will come and people won't even know why their situations have changed.
Amen.
And then the voice said, the angel said to the prophet, did not our Lord say,
Amen.
When you pray, shut yourself in the secret closet?
Amen.
Friend, it's all related to that. So let's come before the Lord. Let's ask the musician to come. Let's sing one song. And let's put all of our needs before the Lord. Put our petitions. Let's pray for all the saints, Brother Eddie's in Sligo on holiday. Let's pray that the Lord will bless them for this weekend. Give them a good rest. Brother Fergus is flying as we speak and his family in Lithuania. Let's keep them in prayer. Sister Lydia has gone to Slovakia with the children. We want to pray for them as well. And whatever other needs that we have, let's literally put them before them. Let's stand. Let's sing one song. Let's come before the Lord.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. For when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith He answers again.
Because we have some real needs before us. So let's read a scripture. I'll mention the needs that we have, the real pressing needs that we have. And then let's all put those needs before the Lord. Let's all focus our prayers together, unite around that. And then we'll ask Father Max to dismiss for us in prayer. And then we'll go home. Let's read Psalm 18. I really like Psalm 18 from verse 6. How we need to call the Lord on the scene, calling Jesus on the scene. David says in verse 6, it says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then you think with a verse like that, when he's in his distress and he's praying, you think, well, what's going to be the next verse? Verse 7. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils. If you go and read what was happening to David, people were doing evil to him. And David went and put it before the Lord, and the Lord was angry now and says, I'm going to sort this issue out for my servant David. It says, then went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also. The heavens came down to meet the situation. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, the eagle anointed. And did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him, with dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Our friend, don't you need that in your situation?
Amen.
Brother Shep needs that in his situation.
Amen.
He needs the Lord to come down and let the heavens come down by the shepherd. And he needs the Lord to thunder and the voice to speak into his situation because he's finished all his appeals. Friends, without the Lord intervening on his behalf, there's nothing more that can be done. So we need to come before the Lord tonight and say, Lord, we need you to be wrath now. Lord, we need you to look at this Red Sea that's before our brother.
Amen.
Lord, we need you to open up a way because it seems like Pharaoh, Egypt, just behind him, and circumstances are going to overtake our brother, and soon there's going to be no hope. But Lord, you can make a way when there's no way.
Amen.
What about our sister Priya? She wants to come back, but she's having a hard time coming back. She needs some way to come back.
Amen.
She needs the Lord to open a way for her. She has no way at the moment. She's come as a tourist several times. She could come again, but if she gets caught, she's going to be in trouble. And she has the situation with her children. She's saying, please, I'm really looking to the Lord now to open a way. So we want to ask the Lord to say, Lord, please, Lord, as we cry unto you in our distress, as our voice comes before you in your holy temple, Lord, thunder into these situations. Come down and look at the enemy that does these things to your children with wrath. Let the smoke come out of your nostrils and open up the way once again for your people. It says at the end, verse 14, yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. Let the Lord scatter his enemies. Remember David said in the psalm, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let's call him on the scene. Sometimes he's sleeping in the back of the boat. And the storm and the waves are coming in the boat. We just need to call him on the scene. We need to say, Master, do not care that we perish. And let him rise up and let him thunder and let the thunder go forth. Let him speak into the situation. He says then, verse 15, then the channels of water were seen. The way opened up. And the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters.
Amen.
Ah, friend, that's what we need in our situation. Verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy. And from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. They were opposing it. Things weren't going well at that time inside of his life. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted.
Amen.
Ah, friend, what a scripture. No matter what circumstance, Brother Joel and his situation that he's going to request in his heart for tonight as well. Let it be according to his desired.
Amen.
As we put these things before the Lord, whatever other petitions, saints, that we have before us as a church, we're really desiring the grace of God. But specifically, Brother George with his health.
Amen.
Friend, we miss our brother being in full health.
Amen.
Friend, we miss the all-night prayer meetings on a Friday night.
Amen.
We want to ask the Lord to strengthen our brother.
Amen.
Let the Lord look down. Let him come down with smoke in his nostrils. Let him look at this enemy that is preventing our brother. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered as we pray. As we unite ourselves together in prayer. These are situations that we have, needs that we have. Oh, friends, we have needs. We have grace that we need on his behalf. Let the Lord bring us forth into a large place. Let the Lord bring deliverance as we delight in him. Let's just put these petitions before the Lord, saints. Let's pray for our Sunday service as well, that the Lord will meet with us. And anything else, any other specific request on behalf of the saints of God that you know inside of your heart, let's come before the Lord. Let's unite ourselves in prayer. And in one accord, we put these things before the Lord. Father, we come now to you once again, God. Father, we bless your reading of the word. Father, how blessed that is. Father, we see you.
Looking into the temple, we see how the fire was kept burning perpetually, Lord. And we thank the Lord Jesus, you have given us this type of that fire, or the Holy Ghost fire in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit fire, Lord, even helps us to persevere, Lord, in prayer. It helps us, Lord Jesus, even to wrestle, Lord, in prayer. To Lord Jesus, every situation, Lord, is bring under control. Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, even looking at our precious brother, Lord, judge your God. Father, we commit him to your hands.
Amen.
With the Holy Spirit fire, Lord Jesus, we claim total and absolute healing, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you, the Lord, even meeting tonight, Lord. Oh, the Holy Spirit fire, Lord, has given us divine utterances, Lord. Oh, to bring our petitions and requests before you, God. And so, Lord, even we want to remember, Lord, our precious brother, David, Lord, and Carol. That the same Holy Spirit fire, Lord Jesus, who be in the midst of that meeting of God,
amen,
to serve the needs of the people of God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, looking at our precious brethren also, that have traveled, Lord Jesus, with their families, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the purpose is that, Lord, they are going for a rest, Lord. But Father,
amen,
we seek, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
that their rest, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, the Holy Spirit, oh God, will give them, Lord, a refreshing, a renewing, Lord Jesus, in their members, oh God.
Amen.
That they will come, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, renewed in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, oh God.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, now we want to look at our prayer meetings, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord Jesus, as the prophet said, all impossible prayer meetings must be going on every time, Lord.
Amen.
And so, Lord Jesus, we commit it into your hands, O God. The Lord, when we meet here, Lord, or we pray that the Holy Spirit fire, Lord Jesus, starting right from our homes,
amen,
or from our crosses,
amen,
from our family altars, Lord, or that we bring those fires together here, Lord,
amen,
and then, Lord, every request, Lord, amen, Jesus, we shall put before you, O Lord. O Lord, we know that it will shake the very foundation of us. O the Satan, O God. O Lord, we have many petitions that, Lord, your children have given today, Lord,
amen,
through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are looking at Lord Jesus. Those who are looking for darkness.
Amen.
Oh, we look at our precious brother Shepherd, O God. O Lord, it has to take you. And so, Lord, tonight, we know something special, oh God,
amen,
will take place, and even it has already,
amen,
taken place.
Amen.
We are holding on to that faith, Lord,
amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And now, it is over.
Amen.
It is over.
Amen.
We believe it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And even our sister, Lord, back in Malaysia, Lord,
amen,
oh, you are the one that says, I open it, and
amen,
no one can close. And so, Lord Jesus, open the door for her, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, whatever God Jesus. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit fire, oh Lord, who is restored, Lord Jesus, our sisters of documents, God, that she will come back, Lord, oh, to be in our midst, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to commit, Lord Jesus, all the requests that, oh God, has been laid before tonight, Lord, into your hands. They are so many. But Lord, we believe that, oh God, even as it has been read, oh God, from the Psalms, Lord, look down upon this request of God with your anger, Lord. If it is a work of Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, we break every fetter, Lord. The Lord, it will be established, Lord Jesus, to the glory of your name. Oh, yes, Lord. Even Lord Jesus, as we see our precious brother in his knees, ever since we went on prayer. Oh, Lord, you know his knees. Our brother Joel, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Oh, you have heard his petitions, Lord. The Holy Spirit fire now. Oh, take control, Lord. And bring to his knees, Lord Jesus. Oh, the family back home, Lord. We commit them into your hands. The wife and the children, we commit them into your hands. Oh, Lord, tonight, we thank you, oh God, that the Holy Spirit fire will be continually burning in our hearts perpetually. In this house, till Lord, every need you got will be Lord established, Lord, to thy glory. Oh Lord, I can look at my sister. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sister Lily. And we want to remember our precious brother Bethanero. But in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know that you know. It is the work of the enemy. But one thing we know, things happen that, Lord, we shall see your glory. And so now glorify your name in that situation, Lord God. Glorify your name, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, the other day I went to the sister's home. Oh, your Holy Spirit came down. And then, Lord Jesus, the utterance was dead, Lord. Oh, something has gone wrong in this house. And then, Lord Jesus, we are looking for a restoration. Lord, restore. As it was before, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, because what you have brought together, you said no man should put asunder. So, Lord Jesus, let your word be established, Lord. That our brother of God will come back home in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Because we know that, Lord, it is not man. It is your spirit, the Holy Spirit fire. Oh, the Lord Jesus is kindling in your church. And the Lord Jesus, it is burning, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray the Lord. Whatever we might not have, oh Lord Jesus, mentioned tonight, you know our needs more than what we know. So Lord Jesus, we commit all into your hands. We commit, Lord, Sunday as it comes, Lord, into your hands. If you tarry then, Lord, when we come in here, oh, we know it is all fire. We are going to see fire this Sunday. Oh, from the song and worship, Lord. Oh, to the Sunday schools, Lord. And to the word that will come, Lord. We want to see your fire, Lord. Oh, burning among your people, God. And Lord, above all tonight. Above all tonight, our children, Lord Jesus. Our children, Lord, in this house, Lord Jesus. We commit all of them into your hands. Oh, Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit's fire. Oh, Lord, in their lives, every child of God, from the unborn, oh, to the present, Lord. Father, fill them with your fire, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that, oh God, as they go out, Lord, in schools, Lord, oh, they meet different spirits, Lord. But Lord Jesus, we pray that, Lord God, from tonight, they are under the Holy Spirit's fire. They are under the Holy Spirit's fire. The Lord Jesus, none other power, none other works of Satan, principalities, workers of darkness, Lord, can ever, Lord, touch any of them. Lord Jesus, we
want them to grow, Lord. Oh, in your presence, Lord Jesus. We want to see ministers among them. We want to see deacons among them. We want to see, Lord Jesus, a sister that can sing to bring, Lord Jesus, heaven down. Name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we bless you tonight. You have inspired us, Lord. Oh, now the perpetual fire now is the Holy Spirit now. In the midst of your church, Lord. And so, Father, we say thank you, we bless you. Even Lord, as you brought us in, oh Lord. Oh, so Lord Jesus, take us back to our homes, Lord. And even Father, we won't forget our pastor.
Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Father, we commit into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, continue, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, to bring the Lord, Him above every situation, Lord. Father, we pray that, oh God,
amen.
You will lift Him above every situation.
Amen.
The Lord, you grant Him that leadership that is needed, oh God, in His house.
Amen.
Oh, Father, His family,
amen.
His work.
Amen.
Oh, combining with your ministry, Lord, it's not easy.
Amen.
It has to take you, oh God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that one of these days, Lord,
amen.
Oh, that Pharaoh's job will
amen.
Be over.
Yes.
And Lord, he will stay, Lord,
yes.
to do your work permanently.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Yes.
Lord, it all needs, Lord,
amen.
The strength of your children
amen.
In this house.
Amen.
Oh, to make it to come to pass.
Amen.
That today as we
amen.
Are walking it is established
amen.
In the name of Jesus
amen.
Christ. Lord, you have done it, oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, we bless you,
amen.
Lord. This moment, Lord, we know we will hear testimonies from
amen.
God. That all is over.
Amen.
Lord, and let us, Lord, glorify Him.
Amen.
Let us, Lord, say, oh Lord, glory to you, Lord. Because we know that, Lord, it is not just for men, but in the power of the Holy Spirit that is weeping among the people. Thank you, Lord God, and Jesus. Oh, we glorify you.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We bless you.
Amen.
We give you all the glory.
Amen.
Oh, take all the glory, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ,
Amen.
We give thanks.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's keep the fire burning. I will finish on Sunday by the grace of God.
Amen.